In this bulletin, the Australian government fails in its bid to delay the court case over Novak Djokovic's visa cancellation. Queensland delays the return to school over COVID-19 concerns. And in sport, Ash Barty in pursuit of a singles and doubles title at the Adelaide International. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Lawyers for Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews have failed in a bid to delay the court case on Novak Djokovic's visa cancellation. The Federal Circuit Court rejected the request to delay tomorrow's hearing by 2 days to allow them to prepare their case. A full-day hearing is scheduled for tomorrow at 10 a.m. The 34-year-old Serb and 9-time Australian Open champion has been in immigration detention in Melbourne since Thursday morning after having his visa cancelled by the federal government. Queensland's school year will be delayed 2 weeks for most students. Year 11 and 12 students will begin remote learning on January the 31st, while other students will start the school year on February 7th. Students in Year 10 or younger will make up for the delay by doing an extra week of school at the end of the year in December. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says it's too risky for children, who are mostly unvaccinated, to return to school on January 24, which is when the outbreak is likely to be peaking.
So the decisions that we have taken today will enable children to still get their full learning, but it will mean that parents can be confident that their children will not be going to school during the peak of this wave.
A total of 20 deaths have been recorded in New South Wales and Victoria as the national tally approached 95,000. The latest toll came on the eve of the latest stage of the coronavirus vaccine rollout, with 5 to 11-year-olds able to get the jab from tomorrow. Health Minister Greg Hunt says there'll be more than enough vaccines available for the 2.3 million children who are eligible for the jab, with 3 million doses on hand over January.
Across the system, the fact that there are over 8,000 points of presence for children's vaccination is designed to mean that there are multiple options over the course of the coming week, and with 3 million vaccines for 2.3 million, it's enough to ensure that every child has the opportunity to be vaccinated.
Thousands of Victorians who queue to take PCR tests over Christmas and the New Year will not receive their results because the samples are too old to be processed. Melbourne Pathology says it would not be processing samples from 7,000 tests that are more than 7 days old. COVID-19 Commander Jerome Vimer says the Health Department agrees with the decision and apologises to those affected.
Clearly the increasing value of a test that is that old, it's significantly diminished, and there will be some lab issues as well in terms of the integrity of those particular samples. So those 7,000 individuals, I appreciate, would have been in isolation and waiting for 7 days already. Bearing in mind that our isolation guidelines are now that people need to isolate for 7 days when they turn a positive result, I would expect them to really check their own symptoms. I would urge them to get another rapid antigen test or a PCR test.
The state posted 44,155 COVID-19 cases and 4 deaths in the last 24 hours. That tally includes new cases reported from tests taken up to 4 days ago. Transport workers have reacted with dismay to a decision by New South Wales Health to allow critical workers in the food and transport industries to leave self-isolation if they're a close contact. New South Wales Health says the isolation requirement doesn't apply if the worker has no symptoms and is considered by the employer to be critical to delivery of essential services. But the Transport Workers Union says this places their members at greater risk when they're already under pressure to maintain their health while doing their jobs. Transport Workers Union spokesman Michael Kane has told SBS News this is a reckless decision.
We may get a moment where a few more transport workers are available for work, but that will soon degenerate into supply chains that are covered with sick people. And you don't make supply chains healthy unless you've got a healthy workforce.
And to sport in tennis, Ash Barty could lift 2 trophies today as the world number one continues to build an impressive case ahead of her Australian Open tilt later this month. The world number one was dominant against defending Adelaide International champion Iga Świątek on Saturday night, booking her place in the final with a 6-2, 6-4 win. She'll play world number 14, Elena Rybakina, in Sunday's final, where a victory would take Barty's record against top 20 rivals to 17-1 since the beginning of last year. The Wimbledon champion will then team with compatriot Storm Sanders in the doubles final. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, sunny 30. Adelaide, partly cloudy 35. The same for Melbourne, a top of 28. Hobart, possible shower 18. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 30. The same for Wollongong, 26. Possible shower in Sydney, 29. Newcastle, cloudy 29. Brisbane, partly cloudy 30. Cairns, showers 33. And Darwin, partly cloudy 34. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.